BB or gangster returns. What would a king be if it were not for his ego masked under his pride? Even when he shows care and tenderness, there is an air about it. The queens are helpless, assured about their helplessness, and yet maintain their dignity with elegance and grace. Or at least they try to. And they are all hurt, conniving, and devious when they want to be. Saheb Biwi or Gangster Returns etches its characters in much more detail than this broad stroke and is a huge step ahead of the first installment. It is one of those rare thrillers with double-crossing at its core that gets the balance right. This one, the motivations are more or less clear and the character transformations are digestible. Yet, the film doesn't lose out on its unpredictability. You know that pretty much each one of the main leads is capable of anything, especially if wronged, yet you are curious about their next move. At more than two junctures, a character is put in a wonderful dilemma that tests their loyalties and makes them question the loyalty of the other person. This is the most significant improvement over Saheb Biwi or Gangster. Aided by the fact that sex isn't the only symbol of being in love. Unfortunately, some of these dilemmas don't see a proper conclusion. They're sort of left hanging in the air. Another distraction was the ambience. Inconsistencies throw you off. There's a polo sequence to take you to an atmosphere far away from where you are, into their world, into poised men and women who'd cross any limits to honor what they believe to be their heritage. But you don't stay there throughout the film. Even for scenes that are set in palaces, for example, a wailing baby in a horror-type background seems completely out of place. Also out of place are some decisions like, did we really need an item number? Even worse, did we need a Raj Babbar to play comic relief in that song? And how much of a sore thumb is the returns in the title? Of the cast, Mahi Gill sticks out as over the top, right? She is the sex-deprived, unsuccessful seductress who finds her way out through a drink and another, but she is extremely unconvincing. Especially amidst other wonder lead performances. Both Jimmy Shergill and Soha Ali Khan have a screen presence befitting their character's ancestry. Irfan Khan, as the only one fighting for his family's honor, is as goofy and likable as he always is. Just for these performances and some sharp dialogue laced around obviously filmy lines, Saheb Biwi or Gangster Returns is a decent watch. Add to that well-written lead characters and it becomes a must-watch that can make you let the follies be. There isn't much in terms of violence or sexual content, so it can be a family watch in those terms, but the concept of manipulation, etc. shouldn't necessarily be a child's idea of a story, right? Maybe find a babysitter for the kids and enjoy at leisure. That's it from Wogma today. Visit wogma.com for a detailed written review. That's wogma.com. Bye and have an awesome weekend.